This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A fire around mid-morning on Wednesday gutted a house in Newark at 425 East 4th Street. The residence is owned by John and Sue Sheldon. No one was home at the time of the blaze. Ms. Sheldon was next door tending to grandchildren when the fire broke out. She told our news staff she thinks it started around the electrical box in the front of the house. She said they had lived in Newark for the past 22 years, seven in the house that was gutted by the fire. Although they lost everything in the house fire on Wednesday, Ms. Sheldon said the most important thing is no one got hurt. And everything else is just things. Independence County detectives are investigating a burglary at the Kelly Wyatt's restaurant at 1325 East Main in Batesville. An employee arriving at work early Monday morning discovered a window open on the northeast side of the building. Police say Kathy Rudick then checked the office and found the cabinet where money was kept had been broken into. Police say several hundred dollars in coin and bills was stolen from a bank deposit box and lockbox. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said his investigators have gathered some evidence at the scene and the case is still under active investigation. A 17-year-old juvenile who escaped from the custody of the White River Juvenile Detention Center in Batesville last Thursday has turned himself in to authorities. He walked into the sheriff's office and gave himself up Wednesday. The juvenile was assisted in his escape last week by his 16-year-old girlfriend and 24-year-old Robert David Wright. Wright is in jail charged as an accomplice in a third-degree escape. The 16-year-old girlfriend is in the juvenile detention center also as an accomplice in the case, and now the escapee is back in the juvenile detention center. A federal bankruptcy judge has signed off on the $1.3 million sale of Searcy-based Yarnell's Ice Cream to Schultze & Birch Biscuit Company. So it's now official. Yarnell's has been sold. U.S. bankruptcy judge James Mixon signed the order earlier this week, confirming the sale of Yarnell's to the Chicago-based snack manufacturer. The order confirms the sale of Yarnell's and its property in Searcy, as well as the company's trademarks and recipes. Schultze and Birch make toaster pastries and granola bars and already operate a plant in Searcy. Earlier this year, Searcy Mayor David Morris says he's pleased with the sale and hopes that Yarnell's workers could be put back to work soon. Yarnell's halted production in June, sent all of its workers home, and then declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy in August. An Independence County woman has been charged in circuit court with felony forgery. Court documents say 31-year-old Tammy Yates took checks from Henry Starling without his knowledge, then forged them at four different area businesses. Court information also says police have store video of Yates passing the checks. Yates is charged with four counts of second-degree forgery. Her bond was set by District Judge Cheney Taylor at $30,000. Independence County authorities were called to the 2900 block of White Drive Tuesday afternoon concerning a white male suffering an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the 48-year-old man was lying in a bedroom with what appeared to be a fatal gunshot wound to the head. The sheriff said the body's been sent to the medical examiner's office in Little Rock for an autopsy. He said the death is currently under investigation by his department. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.